Father Frank Pavone is our guest. He's the National Director of Priests for Life. And Father Frank, I know that you were quite active just recently this week as the news emerged about Planned Parenthood engaging in the sale of fetal body parts.
Yes.
And this is, it's such a shocking story, but what came to light is the result of a 3-year investigative journalism study as Planned Parenthood's Senior Director of Medical Services, Deborah Nicotola, and other Planned Parenthood leadership are documented on tape selling aborted baby parts. Again, this is a result of a 3-year investigative journalism study. One of the organizations sponsoring this, the Center for Medical Progress. And as they released the news this week, I had to, think about your reaction, because this actually is something that has been documented in the past for quite a long time. So I imagine that you're no less saddened by this, but not as shocked as everyone else. Give us the background of this story before we talk about what was uncovered this week.
Okay, yes. Well, this, as you point out, this we have already known that this activity is happening in Planned Parenthood abortion clinics and in other abortion facilities as well, because back in the late 90s into the year 2000, our friend and colleague Mark Crutcher of Life Dynamics uncovered this publicly for the first time. I've been involved in the process of uncovering it and publicizing it since then. But what has happened now with this most recent investigation that I was also in on is that the new evidence is even more extensive, and it will be released. Even there's more of it to be released, both in terms of video and of documents, in the coming weeks. So we are seeing people just, you know, responding with horror, outrage, and disbelief at the kind of things that we're about to describe in more detail.